Chapter 14, The Duel. We were home again at Camelot. 2 days later, at breakfast, I found the newspaper next to my plate. There was a public announcement on the second page. Duel. The great knight Sir Sagramore will fight a duel against the king's minister, Hank Morgan, known as the Boss. The fight will take place at noon on the 16th day of the month. Under the law, combatants must use their own weapons, but they may use any weapon they prefer. Tickets for the fight can be bought at noon today. The price of admission is 3 pennies. Donuts, pies, and lemonade will be on sale. Soon, everyone in England was talking about the duel. Merlin was helping Sir Sagramore. He had been busy making magic spells to give Sir Sagramore's spear and armor special powers. I wasn't worried about Sir Sagramore's spear. I had my own secret weapons. At 10 o'clock on the morning of the 16th, the stadium was full of people. At noon, a trumpet sounded, which was the signal for the duel to begin. Sir Sagramore rode out of his tent, wearing his heavy armor and holding his huge spear in his hand. His horse was wearing armor too, and there was a silk blanket over its back. Everyone cheered. And then I came out. I was wearing tights and a simple, light shirt, and I didn't have anything on my head. My horse had nothing on its back except a saddle. I didn't get any cheers. First, there was silence, and then everyone started to laugh at my clothes.
"This is going to be an easy fight," laughed Sir Sagramore.
"Easier than you think," I replied. Sir Sagramore and I rode side by side and stopped in front of the king and queen.
"Are you going to fight without any armor or weapons?"
the queen asked me, incredulously. The king looked worried, but he said to his wife,
"I'm sure the boss knows what he's doing, my lady."
The trumpet sounded again, and we rode to opposite ends of the stadium and took our positions. Sir Sagramore rode quickly towards me, and I rode up to meet him. When his spear was almost touching my chest, I quickly turned my horse and moved to the side. My horse could move easily because it didn't have to carry much weight. This time, everyone cheered. Everyone, except Sir Sagramore, that is.
"I'll get you this time,"
Sir Sagramore shouted angrily. He rode towards me again, and again I turned my horse quickly to the side and then rode behind him. Sir Sagramore became even angrier and started to chase me round the stadium.
"That's right, Sir Sagramore! Get him!"
someone shouted.
"Get behind him, boss!"
shouted another. I escaped Sir Sagramore easily and managed to get behind him every time. Now Sir Sagramore was furious and got ready to try again. I took a lasso from my horse's saddle and circled it around my head. Then I threw it through the air. It caught Sir Sagramore, and I pulled him off his horse. Everyone cheered loudly. They had never seen anything like this before.
"We want more! Do it again!" they shouted.
This was a very proud moment for me, and I got off my horse to bow to the audience. I thought that I had won a victory against Sir Sagramore, and I got back on my horse, ready to ride out of the stadium. But to my surprise, the trumpet sounded again, and I saw that Sir Sagramore was back on his horse, ready to continue the fight. I looked for my lasso, but I couldn't find it. When I looked up, I saw Merlin, quickly walking away from the stadium. I wondered if he had my lasso. The king was worried.
"Where is your magic weapon?"
he asked.
"Somebody stole it, sir," I replied.
"I will lend him my sword," said Sir Lancelot. "No, that isn't allowed,"
shouted Sir Sagramore.
"Combatants must bring their own weapons."
The king had to agree with the rules. The trumpet sounded, and we took our positions. There was silence. Nobody moved. Sir Sagramore lifted up his sword and rode at full speed towards me. I sat still on my horse. He came closer. I didn't move. People got so excited that they started shouting at me. Suddenly, the tournament had become very serious. I realized that Sir Sagramore really wanted to kill me. I heard people in the crowd shouting,
"Move out of the way! Save yourself! This is murder!"
I still didn't move. Then,
When Sir Sagramore got close, I pulled a gun out of my pocket. I fired the gun at Sir Sagramore and returned it to my pocket. I did this so quickly that nobody knew what had happened. Sir Sagramore's horse continued riding towards me, but without a rider, and Sir Sagramore lay on the ground, dead. People ran up to him and were surprised to find him dead. They couldn't understand what had happened. There was a hole in the left side of his armor, but no one thought that it was important.
"Who else wants to fight me?" I asked. "I challenge all the knights in the kingdom."
Nobody replied. They were all too frightened to fight something that they didn't understand. The duel was over. I had won.